Should bike lanes be for bikes alone? That's a question Jillian Merrick is raising in Prince George, where she's a city councillor, and she joins me on the line with more this morning. Hi there.
Good morning.
You're bringing this issue before a city council tonight. What are you hoping the city will discuss?
Yeah, so I guess I should clarify that it's a notice of motion. So the notice goes forward tonight, and then the motion actually gets discussed at the next meeting. But yeah, just I'm asking staff basically to prepare a report on which bike lanes would be sort of an easy transfer to no parking and which ones might be more complicated and what we might be able to do in those areas.
And maybe you can tell me what the current rules are around bike lanes right now.
So the current rules, there aren't any, really. There's no bylaw that prohibits vehicles from parking in a bike lane.
So take me down a bike lane currently. What would I likely see?
You would likely see a parked car. And I guess it seems fairly obvious to most who, if anybody who's ridden a bike, but they're just parking and bike lanes are just not compatible uses. There's no way that you could call a bike lane if it's full of parked cars.
Well, what's wrong with just having bikers go around the occasional parked car?
Well, then they're merging into traffic lanes with vehicles that are often moving 3 or 4 times the speed of the bike. So it's just not safe. And it's the same as having a parked bike in the middle of a roadway. You wouldn't do that for any reason. So, you know, it's easy to understand from that context.
You mentioned the conversation in the future would look at where the change could be made, making sure that only bikes are being used on bike lanes instead of park lanes. Can you describe some of the roads where you think the problem is at its worst?
Yeah, there's some roads that, like Ospica, where we just have the culture of parking along the roadway, and that parking is not safe for anyone. It's right beside a large soccer field and parkway. There's lots of kids using the area, and there's vehicles going by there at 70, 80 kilometers an hour. I've been in situations on my bike where I've had to stop in the middle of a laneway because there's parking all alongside. I'm not able to use the bike lane. And people are parallel parking in front of me. So they're stopped in the middle of a 78-hour traffic zone backing up. And so that's not safe for anyone, never mind just cyclists. There's other areas in the town, too, where we're talking about removal of parking from bike lanes in arterial corridors.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are typically roads that don't have any driveways or private entrances. They're just collectors for other roads. But we do have some arterial corridors like Simon Fraser, like Kearney, that have developed over the years but were never designed to be arterial. So there are driveways and other things coming off of them. That makes it a little bit more complicated because the road wasn't designed
for
what it's being used as now.
So how do you deal with some of those issues? I want to track back to something you brought up, and that's the soccer fields. If people aren't allowed to park there anymore, where would all the vehicles go?
Well, they're very lucky to be situated next to Prince George's largest free parking lot. So that's an easy solution. I think in order to make those folks happy, we just need to improve the pedestrian crossway between the parking lot and
for the arterial roads? For the areas where you have driveways coming into bike lanes, what would be the solution?
The non-arterials, it's a bit more complicated. And some of what's been proposed in the Active Transportation Plan, which was approved in 2009, I believe, was, for example, removing parking on one side of the roadway and expanding the parking on the other side so that there was more of a shoulder that the bikes and cars could use on the other side of the roadway. So it might be, banning parking at certain times of day. That's kind of where we're kicking it back to staff, as they can come up with some strategies that might help us deal with some of those more complicated sections.
I'm speaking with Jillian Merrick, a city councillor in Prince George. It has to be said that cyclists are still a pretty small minority when it comes to traffic in Prince George. How fair is it to inconvenience so many drivers in order to accommodate just a few people taking their bikes?
Well, I'd argue it's not just a few people, and somebody said to me yesterday, it's hard to merit or measure the demand for a bridge by the number of people swimming across the river. People aren't using bikes because they feel it's dangerous, and until we build the infrastructure for them, those numbers remain low. But the thing is, if anybody out there is prioritizing their own convenience and 5 and 10 minutes of traffic navigation over the life and safety of somebody else in the community, I'd say their priorities are pretty mixed up.
So, Jillian, this goes before council today, at least the notice of motion. What happens next?
So the notice is given so that all councils notified that we intend to add this to the agenda, and then the next meeting we'll actually discuss the motion, and if it's approved, basically we'll be asking staff at the city to provide us a report on what a transition would look like, and that will come back to council in a few months, and that's when we'll actually decide whether to proceed or not.
All right, well, we'll continue to watch. Jillian Merrick, thanks for joining me today.
You're very welcome.
That is Jillian Merrick, a city councillor in Prince George. We'd like to hear from you on this one. What do you think? Do you think that there should be more attention paid, more room made for individuals who want to bike around the city of Prince George? Have you encountered some difficulties trying to get around with cars parked in bike lanes? You can let us know all about this and more, 1-866-340-1932. That number again, 1-866-340-1932.